Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in to Fesco and Dusty. I told you the show was going to go by fast. We got an hour and 13 minutes left. We got Binkley at 9 for the roundtable. Let me tell you something, Bob. I'm going to answer the question if I've ever had an upper lip or jaw and one I've been in penetrating. I think the answer is yes, and I'm going to get down to the bottom of this because somebody actually texted me like, did you really say that about Binkley on the air? I was like, I don't know. It's an honest question. Somebody says from the 913, would love an on-air reply. Who's the bigger diva, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, it's Russell Wilson.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think it's Aaron Rodgers.
That's a good question.
It is a really good question. And I could go either way, though.
At least the only lies that Aaron Rodgers or that Russell Wilson says are about himself and his talent. Mm-hmm. The lies that Aaron Rodgers says are just false rhetoric. It's just like not true. Like you could fact check Aaron Rodgers. You'd be like, yeah, what you're saying is an opinion. It's not fact. It's right. Russell Wilson isn't going on television shows. Russell Wilson isn't calling other people by, you know, fake nicknames. Like, what do you call Kelsey, Mr. Pfizer? Like, Russell Wilson says is like, let's ride. Russell Wilson.
That's phony, though.
That's cringy. Aaron Rodgers is diva-ish.
What was the question, phony or diva?
It was, who's the bigger diva, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. I want to take back Russell Wilson now and say Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. But the Russell Wilson thing, the other side is like, remember he had his own office?
Yeah. And doing those cringy commercials that weren't real and, you know, like all that kind of stuff.
But he's in a huddle by himself. Yeah,
the office thing, though, you're right.
The office thing was rough.
But he's getting seeked out to do the commercials. Like, Subway wants to, like, sponsor him.
That's true.
Right? Like, they're being like, hey, we want you because you are Russell Wilson.
Or remember the deal he did at, like, in his closet with his clothes, and they did, like, that pass or smash with, like, his outfits that he was wearing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that. Like,
wait,
that was.
What?
That
was. He came out, like, my family wants me to know which one's going to be.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was just the whole thing. I don't know. Neither of them. I could do without Aaron Rodgers and Russell. I don't need either of those guys in the NFL. Really.
You think he's ever gone up to Sierra and been like, Wilson bedroom, let's ride? No.
You ride.
Yeah. It's just Mr. Unlimited. I think he's just more cringy than he is diva.
But the office thing.
The office thing is a diva.
The diva things are the office, the no future music in the locker room or ever.
But Aaron Rodgers is also very diva-ish as well, trying to run the whole organization.
Well, Rodgers is a diva because he told everybody that he doesn't have a relationship with his family, and everybody's like, oh, does his family just suck? And then you realize, wait a second,
this guy sucks.
Doesn't go to training camp, doesn't do anything, makes it about him, goes on a retreat by himself, naked, cross-legged,
licking
sweating,
toads.
Doing something.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, I'll revise. I'll go with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he has more diva-like talents than just the office for Russell Wilson.
From the 816, would like another on-air response, who is a bigger diva, C-Dot or Cody?
Ooh, Cody by far.
Oh, no. I don't have an answer.
I don't think C-Dot's a diva as more as C-Dot just doesn't get it that everybody else works here.
Ooh. I abstain.
I plead the fifth.
Yep. Smart.
I'm gonna go Cody.
Okay.
Yeah. C-Dot chews pens. That's not diva-ish. A diva would have somebody chew the pens for them.
If there weren't, like, I feel like
a diva would have Rob chew the pens, you know, and then say,
or I'm done chewing this one, Rob, please take it.
Yeah. Still wet with saliva.
I prefer to chew on a Bic, Rob, and this is a Uniball.
No, I don't think either one of them are divas. I love both those guys.
If I had to pick, it would be Cody.
Let's get into what's in the script.
What's in the script?
Love it.
That's a good intro. I like it. Very well done by you. Yeah.
You can always just play like NFL music. Makes it sound a little bit more theatrical.
Yeah.
You think Binkley plays the NFL music before he gets laid?
No. That's how Binkley gets up in the morning. That's his alarm clock. And then he plays it all day and kind of goes in slow motion to the NFL music and thinks about John Facenda.
I can see the text line already coming at me being like, man, Dusty's got a lot of like intriguing thoughts about Binkley's sex life.
You really do, which is kind of disturbing. Yeah.
I'm interested in everybody's sex life.
I share mine very openly. And I'm not ashamed of it at all. I think with Binkley, no, anyway, moving
okay.
on. I'm going to start with what's in the script this weekend because I'm going to go off the rails a little bit on this one. And I'm going to do mine about what's going to happen in this baseball series over the weekend. Here's how it's all going to play out for me. Royals Yankees 538 on Saturday,
there
not tomorrow.
You go.
Saturday. Gerrit Cole on the mound. He is going to give up at minimum of one run in the first inning of that game against the Yankees. Michael Wacha is going to settle in and he's going to have his way with the Yankee hitters. Swing and a miss, strike three for Juan Soto. Swing and a miss, strike three for Aaron Judge. And before you know it, the first inning's over and the Royals are up 1-0. The pressure starts to mount on the Yankees. Judge strikes out multiple times in this game. Giancarlo Stanton has multiple strikeouts in this game. And Juan Soto has multiple strikeouts in this game. It will get tense in the eighth inning, and with two outs in the eighth, the runners will be at second and third for the Yankees, and Aaron Judge will be at the bat, and Lucas Erceg will come in out of the bullpen. He will strike out Aaron Judge to end the eighth inning with two runners on, and then have a clean ninth inning. Royals win 1-0 over the Yankees. Cole Reagans gets the ball on Monday night, and we come back to Kansas City up 2-0. I know we're going to be on Monday before we get to Monday, but I'm just predicting the future. The Royals will win this game against the Yankees by a score of 1-0. Lucas Erceg will get four outs late in the game. Michael Wacha will pick up the win, and the talk in New York on Monday will be Aaron Judge is a loser, and that will bring him down even more, and the Royals will run away with this series.
All right, next with me, I'm going to go just NFL broad here. And I made this prediction before Thursday night football, might I add. This Sunday, we are getting an offensive explosion. This first month of the season has just been kind of on offense. No touchdowns, lots of interceptions, feels like a field goal year, right? Kickers are just all the points. So it's going to be an explosion of offense. Packers, Rams, points. Texans, Bills, going to be big points. Hell, I think even Giants, Seahawks could have some explosion to it. Malik Nabers gets in the end zone. So finally, after a month, offenses get warmed up. Feels a little more normal. We see some points.
Love it. My what's in the script is also football related. Let Bob lead the way with baseball. I love everything you said. I would absolutely kiss you on the lips if the Royals win that game 1-0.
I'm good.
I'll put some Burt's Bees on there.
You can kiss Jen. She'll be happy.
That's in the script. I am kissing Bob's wife this weekend. We'll see if I'm right or wrong. Jen, pucker up, babe.
Here comes Dusty and Midnight Saturday. Where's Jen?
Well, Vern does call me Mr. Saturday Night. Let's try to get that tally up to two. My end of the script is the Dolphins, Bills, and Bengals all lose this week, and the AFC is over. Dolphins lose, Bills lose, Bengals lose. You have tiebreaker over the Ravens. Chiefs will have the tiebreaker plus one over Baltimore. Buffalo would have two losses. Cincinnati and Miami are buried, done, and over with. And the Chiefs' only worry is the Houston Texans come December 21st.
So you think Buffalo loses this game? Good.
Yep.
I don't think they're very good. Their quarterback's mid at best.
The Chiefs would then come out of a bye 5-0, just separated depending on what happens tonight. I'm doing this in the future. Against the New Orleans Saints, but separate themselves from the pack. Vegas and Denver will beat up on each other, and I think Vegas wins, and I think Max Crosby has a day versus Bo Nix. Either way, the one seed is all but done. The Chiefs are in the fast lane. Nobody's in their rearview mirror. Chiefs only have two games that matter the rest of the year. It's Buffalo and it's Houston, and both those teams play each other this weekend. Houston goes to 4-1. Buffalo goes to 3-2. Two losses in a row to Buffalo. Cultural shock for the boys in blue and red up there.
Which big name player is a more mid player in the postseason? Josh Allen or Aaron Judge?
Jeez. Josh Allen's been really good in the playoffs.
So good in the postseason.
So man. I would say Aaron Judge.
Okay.
I mean, Josh Allen, that 13 seconds game, that wasn't his fault they lost.
Well,
he didn't get the ball in overtime, and his defense was the number one defense in the league that year, and they couldn't hold the Chiefs for 13 seconds.
You got to take all the time off the clock. That's on him.
Yeah, no one saw 13 seconds coming, bro. Man. Shawnee Mack, on the other side, we get into our Richards of the Week. And then after that, a non-Richard, Jay Binkley, will join the roundtable here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Yo! Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.